Smith.
That'll be his fourth, team's 10th. So this puts Clark Brady potentially with a bloody lip at the free throw line for double bonus. He has 9 points, has not attempted a free throw tonight. As they do the subs now before the first shot. Ryan Hileski comes in, Minetti comes in, Joe Messing sits down, as does Drew Scholler.
5-point lead, these are crucial throws, as they would say.
Out now they're gonna, Joe Messing's back in, Brent Jurgis is out. Not sure what just happened there, John.
I'm thinking it's a 3-point shot. You know, who's more adept at that particular skill.
Clark Brady's first is good. He has 10, brings Bannix within four. 10.9 seconds left. 48-44, Lakers on top. Shoes out there, we'll say that. Second free throw is no good, but we have a whistle, and it appears to be a violation against Lakers.
It looks like Brandon was in the
corner. So Clark Brady will get a second, technically a third. And this one's no good. Rebound, Brennan Wisner. And they're going to say we have a jump ball. Possession Lakers. 9.8 seconds left. Lakers by four.
Well, this has got to be a huge game of keep away at this point.
District 84 quarterfinal. Brayden Smith into Minetti. Back to Smith. And there's the foul coming in from Clark Brady with 6.5 seconds left. And that is his fourth. Team's eighth, so we walk the length of the court. And puts Brayden Smith at the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
Brayden says, I want to shoot.
Has not attempted a free throw yet. He has 4 points. Drew Scholler comes in, replaces Minetti. 6.5 left, 48-44. Lakers on top. Brayden Smith by him, lonesome, shooting. And he missed it. Rebound, Martin Messing. At midcourt, launches it. And the three is off the mark. Ryan Hileski can't bring in the rebound. And that is your final. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers take out the Bad Axe Hatchets, their first time in three games this season. Lakers final as they advance to take on Harbor Beach on Wednesday. 48-44 is your final. The Lakers upend the Bad Axe Hatchets on the WLAW Sports Network. Hang on, we'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap up this one and get right on to our second game right here on WLAW Sports Network. Lakers advances, taking out Bad Axe 48-44.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, we sell what we run. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers. Prepare for spring farming at Countryside. They have thousands of parts for Kenworth, Cat, and Mack trailers. Great pricing on tires from Michelin, Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Open 6 days. Visit our online store at countrysidemi.com. Snacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, your favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, propane, and more. Open 7 days. Snacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. This is Bonnie from the Bailey Agency in downtown Pigeon. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do.
And this is Brenda. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at 989-453-2422 to discuss what we can do for you. Our friendly staff can help you with all of your insurance needs.
Don't forget, if you're in the Sebring area, check out Caulfield Agency.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Final score in our first game of a doubleheader action. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers take out the Bannex Hatchets 48-44 in quite the fashion. No team led by as more than 6 points. We had 12 lead changes and 5 ties. And John Mooney, this is a first. We have the starters for USA already. I better write this down while we still have the
Holy
chance.
Holy Hannah, what is going on?
This
here?
Is the first time in 6 years. I've got to write this down here quick. We'll get back to you in a second. All right. Well, thank you, Steve Bone, for that. We appreciate it. John Mooney, let's talk about this last game. Let's talk the scores for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Clark Brady had 10, Mark Messing with 12, Zach Arntz at 11. Then we have Ryan Hileski at 3, Brennan Jurgis and Joe Messing each at 2 for a total of 44 points. And they shot 6 for 12 from the free throw line for 50%. Their season ends with a mark of 10-10 altogether. And they lose to Lakers on their third game this season. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they were led by Seth Bowles with 11, Brennan Wisner at 10, as well as Corey Minetti, the sophomore. Nick Siegfried had 6, Troy Chappell at 5, Braden Smith at 4, Drew Scholler at 2. 7 scores for Lakers. And 7 scores for Bannex, tight all the way through. But Lakers had 12 turnovers in that ball game, as did Bannex. So back and forth the whole way through. John Mooney, what do you have for shooting?
Boy, as far as shooting is concerned, it's pretty tight. But the Lakers wound up improving their mark at halftime by 4 percentage points. I'll give you the totals. It was 19 for 45, 42% for the Lakers. 18 for 51, 35% for the Hatchets. Just looking it over really quickly and everything, we noticed that Hatchets had 2 more three-pointers made in the first half. Well, Lakers went ahead and reversed that fortune, and they had 2 more than the Hatchets. It's pretty even, Stephen, all the way down. The ones that had to step up, they're the ones that did it. Brennan Wisner, 10 points all in the second half, and he missed 1 from the foul line. That was pretty good for the for the Lakers. Seth Bowles really this senior really made the job easy for the Lakers. I'll tell you what, 11 points, you already mentioned that. For the Hatchets, we're saying goodbye to a few seniors and everything. Want to mention Mark Messing, Clark Brady, they had 12 and 10 respectively. Ryan Hileski, Brennan Jurgis, Bailey Iden, Jackson Motes, Aaron Volk, and Zach Arntz saved his last game for the best, 11 points.
We'll be back in about 3 minutes to shift gears to our second game of tonight, Cassidy versus USA, as this first presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Tongue of the Thumb, Moore Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Farm Bureau Insurance, agents of Huron County, DS Services of Cassidy, Kuttinger and Kroll of Sebring, excuse me, I'm reading the wrong one here, and McVeigh Insurance Agency, Countryside Transportation, Stacks Market of Owendale, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Flannery Auto Mall, Bailey Insurance, Pigeon Telephone, Harjo's Ben Franklin, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Thumb National Bank and Trust, now with a location in Bad Axe. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers victorious in advance to take on Harbor Beach on Friday. We'll be back in 4 minutes.